The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Our resident doctor is with us, Dr. Rory Hanley, who of course also writes for the Irish Medical Times, is with us. And what I want to talk to you about is prescription drugs, buying them online. Because I'd imagine there must be loads of people out there who complain. They go to the doctor, they get a prescription, they go and get it filled out. It costs them an absolute fortune. So if they can get cheaper drugs online, go for it. What would you say to that?
Bad idea. Very, very bad idea, Matt. I mean, the Irish Pharmacy Union were out talking about this today. Some of the stuff you buy online literally is junk. It's rat poison in it. It has no quality assurance about it.
How do we know that?
Well, this is what they said. The Irish Pharmacy Union has been looking into this. They issued a statement about this, expressing their concern about drugs you're buying online. You don't know who you're getting them off. You don't know who's making them a lot of the time if you're buying stuff online. So it's a very dangerous area. Like, I would not be buying any medication online. I can't imagine how it could ever be considered a good idea. I mean, you're getting sent stuff in the post. Now, I think there's an awful lot of interceptions as well. I've heard that, you know, people were trying to buy addictive drugs online and stuff like that, and that the, you know, customs and so on were seizing these drugs and impounding them and burning them. That's a good thing that they're catching them. But it's a big, big problem. And it is another issue with the internet and medicine, I'm afraid.
Okay, I suppose that for many people, though, that there's two sort of types of drugs they might be getting. And we're not talking here about your sort of recreational drugs, so to speak. They may be the things that they get over the counter inside in a chemist that they don't need a prescription for, and stuff that they do need a prescription for. Now, can a doctor who gives a prescription here in Ireland sort of indicate that you can only get these drugs from a recognised pharmacy rather than actually using a photocopy or something like that of the prescription online to get drugs?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think to the best of my knowledge, prescriptions in Ireland issued by doctors should be dispensed in pharmacies. That's the rules. As far as I know, that's the law. So it's a very strict regime. But I think we need to separate out a few things here. First of all, there's one thing: people buying their own medication online. That's very dangerous, because what they're clearly doing is diagnosing themselves online. So not only are they prescribing for themselves and getting medication that is technically illegal to get in Ireland without a prescription, but they're actually diagnosing themselves with an illness on the basis of Google-based research. That's an extremely dangerous thing to do. The other issue, and it's separate to this, and it's legal in Ireland, is the issue of doctors practicing online. Now, this is a phenomenon that has only really popped up in the last few years. The idea of you can ring up and get a full GP consultation over a screen, over an app or whatever, and talk to the doctor via video link and have your disease diagnosed and then have a legitimate legal prescription and collect it in a chemist. That's a separate issue now, but I would have reservations about that as well.
How could that be done accurately? I would have thought one of the first things, if you go to a doctor, one of the first things produced is a stethoscope.
Exactly.
And you get checked for your breathing, your chest and everything like that. Yeah. That's almost like rule 101.
Yeah, I would have thought so too, Matt. But you'd be amazed. Every time I turn on the television or listen to the radio, I'm hearing ads. You can go on such and such an app, talk to a doctor and get your prescription. You hear them on the radio. They're advertising right now. Look, it's legal. It's happening. I don't know. I mean, there are regulatory bodies that look at these things. I would say this. I would say your fundamental point is a correct one. If you cannot do a physical examination of somebody, how can you accurately diagnose their illness? That is a fundamental point for me. However, we have to recognise that we don't live in a perfect world. And there are instances where maybe prescriptions over the phone or whatever are done, and all GPs do that. Like, we regularly would prescribe for people in specified circumstances if they couldn't get into the doctors, if we knew them. But I think
but it's not because you know them. You might have a prior history.
Yes, yes.
You might do something over the phone with somebody if there's an emergency, because they've been in with you half a dozen times over the years, and you know what their symptoms are.
Yeah, that exactly, and that I think is fair enough. That's perfectly fair, I think. But that is rather different, and I think you'll agree, with somebody you've never met before in your life talking to you on a computer screen 100 miles away, and you don't know what their history is, and you're going by a consultation over the internet. I don't think that's a particularly safe way to practice medicine. I don't like the idea of prescribing doing that. It's happening. People like it. You've got to understand, the punters like it. The patients like it. They love this. There are no complaints about this, or very few, coming in from what I've heard from patients, because it's convenient. But I think it lends itself
to. But is it effective?
Well, I think it leads us to a higher risk of misdiagnosis. I mean, if you think about it logically, how are you going to find out what's wrong with a person if you're just looking at them down a screen? You may get it right.
I would imagine. What's the legal liability as well for whoever's providing that particular service? But I can anticipate the text messages being along the lines of, well, it would be a doctor saying this because the doctors want everybody to come to their surgery and hand over the cash. So it always comes back to money, Rory. You know it is. And also that they love dispensing expensive medicines on prescription, but because they're on some sort of deal with the pharmacies and the pharmaceutical companies.
Well,
the second
point is a conspiracy theory, which is complete and utter nonsense, because no doctor is on a kickback from the pharmacy to prescribe anything. And, you know, that's called corruption. That does not exist, only in the minds of conspiracy theorists online. That's the first point. The second point I would say is, yeah, it always comes back to money. And every time I'm on your show, the instant text message into your station is, greedy doctor just looking feather in his own nest, doesn't want any competition, whether it's alternative medicine or whatever. Look, fine, I understand that. If people want to do this and deal with a cheapo doctor online that costs them less and get the prescription without being examined, okay, go ahead. But bear in mind, there are risks involved. There are risks involved that you'll be misdiagnosed. There are risks involved that you might get the wrong medication. And it's not, I don't personally think it's as safe as going to see a doctor. And, you know, it's kind of pathetic that every time you make a point like that, you're instantly accused of greed.
But hold on, GPs as well, though, when it comes to prescriptions, should they prescribe particular brands of medicine, or should they be prescribing the generics to actually save money for the person who is actually buying it or getting it under their medical card?
I think, yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good point. I think GPs are encouraged to prescribe generics, and we often do. And in fact, we have a system that's kind of evolving of generic substitution, whereby the chemist are allowed to substitute the brand name for the generic one. But it's actually quite...
Sorry, so the chemist might actually say, your doctor has said, get such and such a drug. Yeah. We actually have a cheaper generic version, which is every bit as good.
Yeah, exactly. And I have no problem with that. I think that's an excellent thing. I think it's fantastic. Although one of the phenomena that doctors are seeing at the moment is some patients refuse the generics because they feel they're being shortchanged. And you wouldn't believe the number of people out there who've got it into their heads that the generic is somehow an inferior product and they don't want that generic. And a lot of doctors face demands from people, usually people now, to be fair, who aren't paying for the medication, saying, don't substitute my medication for the generic. I think it's inferior in some way. And that notion has unfortunately crept into society, and it really needs to be tackled.
Something else that strikes me, and this is particularly in getting this sort of online doctoring, is that if you only go on so that you can get the prescription.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to imagine that a GP, and many times a responsible GP, should actually look at the patient and say, you don't need anything. Yeah. Actually, you don't need an antibiotic, because actually that only builds up antibiotic resistance.
Correct.
Whereas somebody on a computer screen 100 miles away might say, that's right, here you are. Yeah. You have your antibiotic.
Certainly an issue. And I mean, I can't say for definite what the prescribing pattern of those online is, because I don't have much knowledge of their current actions. It's a relatively new phenomenon, so I don't want to totally dismiss those colleagues who are doing this. It may be the case that they're very responsible with antibiotic prescribing, let's be fair to them. But there is a bigger issue, a broader issue that applies to all doctors, and that is the issue of antibiotic overprescribing. It is a big phenomenon internationally, and here in Ireland it is a huge problem. And the sad reality of it is a certain degree of it is patient demand and patient levels of expectation and entitlement to an antibiotic. I mean,
I'm sick, give me an antibiotic for that.
Yeah.
You're not that sick that you need an antibiotic. I know, I feel sick, give me the antibiotic.
Yeah, and going back to your previous point, I'm not paying €50 and leaving here without an antibiotic. Now,
you mean, people think that because they've paid for a visit,
they're entitled to an antibiotic.
They then actually have to have a prescription on top of it.
For an antibiotic. I mean, why would I have come here and paid €50 if I'm not going to get an antibiotic?
And is there also a thing, if you have maybe a medical card or whatever, I mean, do you then end up, I know there's a small prescription charge, but it's relatively small, that people, again, because they're not actually paying for it, demand the antibiotic?
Well, yeah, I suppose that's possible, but I think we can't make sweeping generalisations about medical card holders or whatever. I would say on a broader issue about the prescription charge that you raise, it has been increased up to something like €250 an item now, which is probably a little bit excessive. But when it was introduced, I actually thought it was a very good idea, because what we were seeing as GPs across Ireland was people who had medical cards, some of them, not all of them, were ordering their medication every month, saying, yeah, I'm taking that, doctor, I'm taking that, getting the prescription, going to the chemist, collecting it and leaving it on the shelf or in the cupboard at home. And I used to see people coming into hospitals, and I worked there, literally with thousands of tablets and suitcases, bringing them along to show what they were taking. And I was like, but you're clearly not taking this. Why do you keep ordering this? Oh, sure, it's free, you know. I didn't want to tell the doctor I wasn't taking it. And when the prescription charge came in, it was a small barrier at the start. I think it was only 50 cents an item. The amount of wastage, anecdotally, just disappeared overnight. And some of those tablets would cost hundreds of euros every month, or, you know. So the savings were enormous. But unfortunately, we've now probably gone too far down that road, in that the cost of it has gone to the extent that people are now, who need their medication, are saying they can't afford to take it. So we may have gone too far the other way. But I think a very small prescription charge was not a bad idea.
Dr. Rory Hanley, as ever, thank you for joining us. Rory Hanley joins us every Wednesday. He writes a column as well for the Irish Medical Times.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.